no idea how important it is to our Abbey archives.
Malbon's outstretched paw hit a stack of heavy volumes, which toppled to the floor, causing a veritable eruption of dust. The healer recorder went into a fit of sneezing. Assisting the abbot from his armchair, Skipper shepherded all three creatures out into the sunlight. Malbon stifled a face in a blue-spotted kerchief.
Achoo! 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 Phew! Pardon me!
They sat on the wall steps together. Raising his eyebrows in resignation, the abbot sighed.
Oh, well, if it's that vital, I suppose we'll have to organise the whole thing and do it properly. Skipper, would you like to be in charge of things?
The otter waved his rudder respectfully.
My pleasure, Abbot.
Appademus leaned back, closing his eyes at the bright sun.
Thank you, my friend. I know I can rely on you. It's nice and warm here. Summer will soon be upon us.
Skipper began to remember what it was he had been going to say. Unfortunately, his thoughts were interrupted by Mem Flackery, leading a pack of dancing dibbons toward them, each one of the little creatures singing uproariously.
Summer, 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 sun. Rumpity, dumpity, dumpity, dum. Three birds are chirping in the air, and bees are buzzing everywhere. The sun to shine on all my dear. Oh, how could I have a care, a care? Oh, how could I have a care? Summer, 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 sun. That's the time for having fun. Grasshoppers whir and hop around. Clouds come shooting out the ground. Butterflies pass without a sound. As bright long days are bound around.
Panting and blowing, Mem Flackery plumped down on the wall steps, mopping her brow with an apron corner.
I'm getting too blinking old for this lark. What? Just look at those little fiends. Each of them could scoff enough breakfast to sink a ship and then sing like a pack of wolves and dance the bloomin' paws from under you.
The dibbons swarmed over Abbot Appademus, sitting on his lap, leaning on his shoulder and clambering on his back.
Good morning, Father Hubbard. Lovely day, isn't it?